Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
An Elio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Should we get the F-U-C-K into it and start blasting off some voicemails?
Yeah, let's do it. I'll start blasting these off. Okay.
Hi, this message is for the Web Crawlers. I just got done listening to your episode on the LuLaRoe pyramid scheme and the Amazon documentary. And I wanted to tell you guys about a really awesome podcast that came out a couple years ago that is all about pyramid schemes and the intricacies of like how women get caught up in them and all kinds of crazy stuff. So it's called The Dream, and it is by a woman named Jane Marie, who I think used to work at This American Life, but there are two seasons.
Oh, yes.
It is nothing short of amazing. Like, you will laugh, you will cry, you will ponder your existence and our world. Like, it's amazing. So I don't know if you guys are in the habit of, like, giving, you know, recommendations for the media, but you should definitely listen to it. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I have listened to that.
Yes. We love Jane Marie. She's friend of the pod and friend of Erio's.
Yeah. Big Jane Marie fan.
Yeah, we're Jane Marie heads.
Okay, next message.
Hi, Web Crawlers. I have something that I would like you to investigate.
Oh, okay.
I live in Chicago, and for the past couple of months, I've been noticing rubber bands all over the ground, like
rubber
just at
bands?
Random intervals. Everywhere I go. And at first I was like, well, no, I don't know. I just kept seeing them while I was like walking to and from work. And then one day I started picking them up and now I have over 150 rubber bands.
What?
And I really want to know where they're coming from. My guess is mail carriers.
They're everywhere.
And there's no shortage. And every day I pick more up and there's just more the next day. So either, like, I'm magical and attract rubber bands, or, like, there's some kind of weird thing going on in Chicago. And I'm sure that it's not that interesting, but if you guys ever need rubber bands for anything, let me know, because I can send them to you. I have plenty. Okay, love you. Bye.
My guess would be the mail, because the mail comes wrapped in rubber bands.
Yeah.
I guess that's... Weird. Maybe she's walking in an area where like a mail carrier unload stuff and the rubber bands fall out of the car.
She should turn it into a rubber band ball, and then maybe she can get in the Guinness World of Records for biggest rubber band ball in Chicago.
That's right.
That's called making it into a positive. That's called making lemons out of lemonade.
And just so everyone knows, I do life coaching if you want to start turning your lemons into lemonade.
If you want that, if you're looking for that kind of advice, yeah. Right there.
If you're looking for rubber band ball type advice, I'm right over here.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, make a rubber band ball. Send us a picture. Good luck.
Hi, web crawlers. This is Chris from Washington. Listening to the live seance, I'll probably call again about some other parts of the live seance, but one thing that keeps popping up in my mind while I'm listening to it is the Green River Killer. And that whole murder of 48 to 71 women is a really creepy thing. And maybe has something to do with it. Just spitballing an idea. Anyway, thank you. And I will continue listening.
I want to interject real quick. I just found a very bizarre article that says, if you ever find a rubber band on your front door, stop everything and call the police.
Why?
Call the chief of police. It says, the post reads, 2 weeks ago during the day, a hard knock was at my front door. Not a regular knock, but almost pounding. And I do not answer the door when I'm here by myself. When the person finally left, she went to investigate and she noticed something strange on the handle, a rubber band holding the door latch open. When she told her local sheriff, he told her that this wasn't the first time someone had reported something like this. The sheriff came by yesterday and said, this is happening all of a sudden. As soon as you unlatch the door, they do not wait for you to turn the knob. They can bust in on you. Kim recommended to not answer doors without knowing who's on the other side.
Oh.
So I guess some sort of weird rubber band trick? I don't know.
Huh. I don't know how
I don't think that's what's happening to her, but...
No.
No, but just something to know about rubber bands.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Never answer your door.
In response to the seance, now when we were doing the seance, please call in and let us know if this was you, but someone wrote in and brought this to our attention. And remember, you guys, I then did some more research on it, was like, this is crazy. This is like everything John is saying in the seance. This circus tent pole incident where, so in the seance, John said lightning, circus, river. And so, basically, if you type in tentpole monument to circus dead in North Dakota in like the early 1900s, right next to a river, I mean, it's like literally right next to a river, these the Ringling Brothers Circus came to town, and basically the people that were setting up the circus got struck by lightning. These two guys, and also remember, okay, so there were three guys that got hit by lightning. Two of them died. One guy didn't die till a year later. And so when John was saying all this, and then we were like, are you dead? And he said, I'm not dead. So it could have been the guy that hadn't died yet that was like seeing his friends die. Anyway, it's just like, look it up. It's a very like crazy thing. So, anyway, that's one way to look at it. And I thought it was so interesting.
That is.
Also, just one last note. Postal workers get through 2 million rubber bands a day.
Whoa. Not, I was like, each?
No.
That's a big rubber band ball.
Yeah, that's a huge rubber band ball.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in a place like Chicago.
Yeah, lots of mail.
A lot of mail.
Yeah.
Hello.
Jeff.
This is your message for the web crawlers. Actually, this is your messages for Melissa. Don't say uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I just wonder how you marked it.
Oh, my God.
I just want to let you know I finally got around to watching the season finale of Kung Fu, and I really enjoyed it.
Martin's Jeff.
And I remember a while back, you kind of mumbled under your breath, what do you want, a cameo? Well, I was thinking, you know, maybe you could talk to Martin, maybe get him in that little writer's room, because I was thinking about this reoccurring character who is chunky but ruggedly handsome. And I heard that dad bods are in. And,
they are.
Well, as luck would have it, old Jeb has had one since the 7th grade. Anyway, you know, I figured he'd be like ruggedly handsome. Maybe he has an accent that you just can't quite place. Almost like he's making it up. Anyway, I just want to say, you know, just throwing that out there and, you know, shoot my shot, if the kids say. All right, then. Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jeb?
That's good. Thank you. I'm doing well. All right, then.
Wow, so if I need a ruggedly handsome dad bod character for Kung Fu, I'll pass it by Martin. I'll see.
Yeah.
See what he says. Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again. I'm actually driving through the woods right now, and
scary.
Even though, like, this area is super freaking beautiful during the day, like, it's really creeping me out. So, like, I figured I'd call you, but that's not, like, the whole reason. The reason is because, well, the reason I'm driving through the woods in the first place is because a friend of mine called me, and she said that she feels unsafe where she's at. She's been drinking, and there are some gentlemen around that are not behaving themselves. So I am going to be a good friend and go rescue her.
Good for you.
Even though
that's
it's
nice.
Really creepy out here. But the weird part about this whole situation is I was sitting in my room, and I was getting ready for bed. I had my pajamas on, and I just had this weird feeling like I needed to call her. And as soon as I thought that, and I even picked up my phone and, like, looked at it for a second thinking about calling her, it rang, and it was her. So that was odd, and it's actually not the first time that that's happened. Like, honestly, it's happened quite a bit, and we joke about it a lot because we're like, you know, we've been felt like, you know.
Well, she's going through the forest. Maybe she cut out.
Oh, no. I think she calls back.
I think you can sync up with, like, really good friends and have that kind of, like, communication.
Yeah, I think so.
For sure.
I've definitely had that where it's just like you're like you're like about to text someone, they're texting you. Like you just can get on a wavelength.
Oh, for sure.
You can just get on a wavelength.
I think there's part two.
This message is for web crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again because my call dropped because I'm on this really creepy back road. So I am going to just start over and
fast forward.
Yeah, just a little.
But it made me think, you know, do other people do that? Do other people have friends that, like, you're so synchronized that, like, literally, you know, this has happened more often than I can count. In fact, like, we joke about it a lot because, like, it seems to be, like, I'll think of her, she calls, or she thinks of me, and I'm like, hey, you know, so it seems to happen a lot. Also, like, I really need tea, and I do not want to pull over in the middle of nowhere on this really creepy, winding backwoods road to pee. So,
your pants.
This is awesome. If I get killed, this is Amber Leah from Oregon, and
I
love your show. La la la.
Pee in a bottle.
There have been so many times where I'm stuck in traffic where I'm like, honestly, if I pee my pants and I'm just going home, like I just clean up the car and then like change my pants when I get home. It's like not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
You coming to terms with that, being like, you know
I
what?
Just, I'm gonna
at the end of the day.
Big baby's gonna pee your pants right now.
Okay.
This message is for web crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again. I just called like 10 minutes ago because like I'm driving this really creepy road still. But I'm listening to your mailbag episode and someone called in talking about like having an AOL boyfriend as a teenager. And yeah, it reminded me of this fun little story A friend of mine and I thought we were really grown up when we were about 12, and we both had little, like, chat room boyfriends. And, in fact, we used to go, like, I would beg my mom to go get money for a calling card because we couldn't call long distance.
Oh, my God.
And I would call long distance to this guy that lived in Pennsylvania. His name was Justin, and I do think he was older than me. I don't know how much older than me. Honestly, probably way too old for me. But my friend, Jessica, she met this boy, and he lived, like, two towns over. They talked for, like, 6 months. And then we had this bright idea that we were going to get on the bus and go meet this random guy that he'd been talking to for 6 months. So, you know, we got our backpacks. We thought we were all grown up. Get on the bus. And, you know, like, we ride, like, 2 hours to this other town, and we get there, and this guy is legitimately an old man, and thank God he was, like, really polite and, like, kind of gave us a lecture about it, but at the same time, like, looking back on it, it's like, wait a second, like, you were talking to her for, like, 6 months. And he knew her age, like, she had sent him pictures and stuff.
Oh my God.
Thankfully, you know, we got, like, back on the bus safely. He had bought us lunch. But,
that could have been really, really bad.
Like, looking back on it now as an adult, oh my God. Like, we were so lucky we didn't get, like, kidnapped or, like, sex trafficked or worse, you know? Honestly, I wonder if it may have turned out differently if I hadn't have gone with her.
Yeah, maybe it's because she brought a friend.
There's some food for that. Anyway, I love the podcast. Keep doing what you do. La, la, la.
100%. Thank God she brought a friend.
Yeah.
I bet you that's it. At first, I was going to be like, it's even creepier that he didn't try to do anything, honestly. Like, but yeah, it must have been that.
That's weird.
Yeah, I bet he would have tried something. Friends. There was another person there. Oh, God, how scary.
God, that's so scary. Ugh.
Have you ever seen the fantastic movie Hard Candy?
Yeah.
It is so good. It's kind of along the lines of that. It's so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good recommendation.
Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
Sup.
Sup.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Huh?
No, sorry. This is Jordan. I just wanted to try one of those one-sided conversations. I'm guessing it didn't go too great.
No.
Anyway, I am calling because I was thinking I would love to hear you guys talk about, I don't know what you'd call it, like secret societies, the Freemasons and like Ivy League fraternities.
Skull
what is that?
And bones.
Yale. It's like Skull and Bones or something like that. And, you know, people got these conspiracy theories, you know, about these secret societies kind of ruling the world in the background. I don't think you've done any episodes on that sort of stuff.
Maybe I'm wrong, but
I hope that maybe that's something that's interesting. All right. I hope you have a great day. If nobody has told you today that you are wonderful, I'd like to be the one to tell you that.
Aww.
You're wonderful, each of you, each in your own way. And I love you all. Okay.
That's so nice.
A great day. Bye.
Oh, Jordan, you're wonderful too, in your own special way.
Nice.
That is so sweet.
That is nice.
Yeah, we'll do one. That'll be cool. I love that movie, Skull and Bones, with the poor deceased Paul Walker and Joshua Jackson.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh. Is it about a fraternity?
It's about the Skull and Bone Society at Yale.
Oh, I don't really know anything about that.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hey, web crawling bimbo. I am Amy from Ohio. I've called a couple times before. I would like to tell you that you're so special now that I have web crawlers in my contacts in my phone.
Oh my God.
Okay. So I have to tell you, I found out recently that my grandfather was like a literal gangster, like an actual gangster. And he and his brother, 1951 in Kentucky, shot and killed the sheriff of Pike County. And it's very, very new to me, so I don't have 100% of the details. But from court records and some articles I found, and some of the things that are coming out in my family, as we have a family kind of on his last leg, I found out some more stuff, but it's like a whole thing. He was actually released from prison because of his organized crime ties, relocated in the middle of the night after he got released. He got a stay in his life sentence. I don't know how they did it, but it was some kind of connection with the governor, something or other. So he actually got released, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years after he was sentenced to life. His brother died in prison. But anyway, I guess there was a shoe size discrepancy, and they kind of got, I'll learn more about it. But the guy, I guess he was, quote, pistol swapping. According to one of the court articles, that was my grandfather's. He was a gambler, a whiskey bootlegger, and he had dog races and dog fights. He raised dogs, but his main income, I guess, was from gambling ring, pistol swapping, which is a totally 1950
term. What
is that,
swapping?
And, you know, whatever other whiskey, bootlegging shit. I just can't believe it. Like, and he died when I was young, but, like, I really loved him. But now I understand, like, so much of the drama that goes on and behind the scenes with my mom and her siblings. But I will email you guys for fun when I can get, like, a really good condensed article so you can read it. But, yeah, I mean, basically, it was like the Kentucky version of like the Sopranos crew. And I guess he was like kind of high up. So kind of weird, freaky. I don't know if I should be proud or scared, but he did a lot of bad shit. So, all right, just wanted to tell you guys. Feel kind of cool. Okay, love you. Bye.
Is she saying pistol swapping or pistol flopping?
I heard well, what's the difference
first? And then I heard swapping.
Huh.
Pistol?
Is there?
I see
pistol swapping.
No, but I see pistol flipping.
Oh,
and then that's gun spinning, like when the cowboys go like. Rah.
Oh, pistol swapping, flopping, flipping, floppy, swami, swimmy,
flippity,
Samsonite. It's on the suitcase.
Who knows.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Annie. I actually called the other day about the Austin Powers quote. It's a little heated and it had a little bit too much wine in me, so I apologize if I sounded crazy. But I'm listening to the LuLaRoe episode and I'm obsessed because, unlike you guys, I was 100% their demographic. I never sold it, but I had many, many friends who did. Wow. And I owned many pieces, and so basically there was some confusion in the episode about how it worked. So there's all these different styles, and those were the names, like the Irma and the Amelia.
Got it.
And then there were also the leggings, and then the people selling it would get the different patterns, and they didn't know what patterns they were going to get, but they would order the specific styles.
Okay.
And I personally own my own business that is not an MLM, and I would get really frustrated with some of the girl boss stuff. And anyway, annoying. But I would want to support my friends, so I'd buy a shirt here, a pair of leggings there. But where I got really upset was there was a mom of one of my son's friends in preschool who would Facebook message me and say, "Hey, I found a pair of leggings I really think you might like," and would put them in my son's backpack and then say, "You can just pay me the next time you see me." Like, I never
asked. Oh, no.
I don't need these leggings. And that's when I started getting turned off. And then I'd see them go to these conventions. I'm like, I think you guys are in a cult. And so, the LuLaRoe really confirmed a lot of that for me, that what I was thinking back then when people were trying to get me to join. Glad I didn't get sucked into it. Glad that I'm able to run my own successful business.
Yes, queen.
That is not an MLM. Anyway, I'm really glad you guys are covering it because I think it should be talked about. And I think it's something that women, especially, were targeted for that type of stuff. And we should be watched out. We should watch out for it. So anyway, love you guys. Thanks for, again, for covering LuLaRoe. La, la, la.
That putting leggings in a kid's backpack,
that's a smart selling move, but that's fucking nuts.
Sure.
That's fucking nuts.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's some nuts. That's nuts.
That's fucking nuts.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is from the web crawlers. This is Chloe calling. I'm a little behind, and I just heard the mailbag episodes where Jeb had that, like, Prescavue-type dream about his, I think it was his daughter buying a house. And then there was the other guy that called him with that, like, crazy dream that he always has before someone in his family dies. And so I wanted to tell you guys that I've had a couple of situations like that, and there are like two that I specifically want to tell you about. So this might be a two-parter, and if so, I'm sorry. But when I was like younger, I would have, like, once I had a vision of my best friend getting into a car wreck, but I mean, I just closed my eyes and I just saw it. And then the next day when I saw her at school, she was like, "Yeah, we got into this car accident at like the same time that I saw it, the same time that I saw." It's really crazy. There's been other things where, like, I get a feeling that I should check on my friend who lives across the country. And when I do, she was like, "Oh my God, why did you text me that? Like, I was in the middle of being attacked by this random guy."
Oh, what?
And it was just nuts. But I've also had like these dreams. So I've had dreams of like really weird situations, like little snippets of situations. And then like months later, I find myself in that exact situation. Specifically ones like involving my grandparents who lived across the country who I didn't see very often. I didn't know when I would see them. And so I would see like a really specific situation with my grandma in it. And then a few months later, it would turn out, oh, she's visiting, and we end up in that exact same situation.
Well, girl, you're psychic.
I specifically want to tell you guys about this dream that I had about my grandma. So she passed away, I believe it was in 2014, the day after Thanksgiving. And my grandfather was still alive. He was in a nursing home because he had really bad Alzheimer's. And he had been in there for quite a long time, for several years. And it was to the point that when she passed away, he would recognize us some days and he wouldn't other days. Mm. And, you know, he would be in different parts of his life when we would talk to him. And about a year after that,
he was to the point where I hadn't heard him speak in months and months, and he basically just never recognized us when we were there. We would still visit him, but he didn't know who we were, and it was a really hard situation. So the Thanksgiving after she passed away, I was sleeping at my then boyfriend's house, and in the morning, probably around 9 a.m., because I sleep late, because I'm lazy.
It's pretty early.
I had this dream, but it didn't really feel like a normal dream. It felt like my grandma was talking directly into my head. Ooh. And she was just telling me, like, there was no plot, there was no anything. It was just her voice. And she was telling me that we really needed to call my grandfather, that we needed to wake up and call my grandfather. Oh. And so I woke up, and I immediately called my mom.
Okay, there's a part two.
Wow.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Chloe calling back. Sorry, I will finish quickly. But so I had that weird dream. I woke up and I called my mom. And I told my mom, hey, like, you need to call people. And she was like, why, though? And I was like, I don't know. Meemaw told me to just do it, basically. I was like, here's the dream. Here's what happened. So she calls my grandpa. It's like early. It's like noon on Thanksgiving. And she calls him at the nursing home. And afterwards, she called me and she said, oh, my God, Chloe, you have to call your grandfather. She said that he was lucid for the first time in, like, 9 months or something.
Oh, my God.
And they had talked for, like, an hour. And he remembered her. And they talked like normal. And then I called him. And, yeah, he spoke to me and he knew who I was. And it was great. We only got to talk for a few minutes. Like, he was flipping out of it by the time that I called him. Which was fine. Like, I'm glad my mom got to talk to him for so long. But that was the last time that we really got to talk to him really at all. Like, after that, I never saw him lucid like that again. And I don't think I have heard his voice again before he passed away. So that was really cool. Thank you, Grandma. And then more recently, in the past couple months, I started trying to do, like, a daily tarot practice. My mom had been into tarot cards, and I really like them, so I tried to do, like, a daily thing. And so one Friday after work, I did, like, a small three-card spread, and I asked something that I ask a lot because, again, I'm a beginner, and I'll just ask, like, what do I need to know or be aware of for this weekend or for today or whatever? So I asked, what do I need to know or be aware of for this weekend? And I got three minor arcana cards, nothing big, and I was trying to put together what the cards meant. I have it written down, but I don't remember the first two, but I know the last card was the Emperor, which is a card I don't get very often. And I think the middle card had some kind of, like, tinge of grief to its meaning. And first, I was, like, looking at the cards and trying to figure out what I thought of them. And for some reason, I had this weird thought that was, like, I wonder if someone in my family is going to die this weekend, like a male. And my father was recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. So it was like, oh, God, do I think it's my dad? And I was like, no, I really don't, but I feel like someone's going to die. And then I quickly was like, okay, shut up, brain. Like, no one's going to die. Just be quiet. And, like, let's just be, like, I'm just going to chew on this bread for a while, and I'll figure out what it means later. I'm just going to, like, think on it for a while. So I leave and go do some errands, and I'm kind of, like, letting the cards ruminate, which I do a lot if I can't figure out the meaning right away. And I get a text from my mom, like, a couple hours later, and her favorite uncle had passed away unexpectedly.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He was fine. He was about to be released. He'd been in the hospital for a small issue. He was about to be released. And then he got a blood clot or something and just passed away. So.
Wow.
And that's it.
I mean, she has a gift. Like, she's psychic. Yeah. She should.
That's crazy.
She should cultivate that, even though it seems like it's, like, in full force already. That's incredible. My God.
That her grandma talking to her and being like, call your grandpa, is there, that gave me chills.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's, like, really a beautiful thing too, that her mom got to talk to him.
Oh my God. You know? And good for her for going with her instincts and acting on it and, like, not ignoring it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, web crawlers, this is Chris from Washington. Wanted to let you know about a weird synchronicity that I had.
Okay.
I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Yes, you probably just did. All right, all right, all right.
We did it. No, we were waiting for you to do it.
But they did that show, too. A little bit later, listened to one of your older episodes, and I can't remember who at this moment in time. One of you ladies said, all right, all right, all right.
Probably and Melissa.
Probably me.
I go to one of my customers and check in with them. And they greet me with, all right, all right, all right.
Oh, oh no.
The grocery store, the checker there at the register is scanning things in, gets to the total, and goes, all right, all right, all right.
Oh, my God. Like a Twilight Zone episode.
Store that evening.
No.
You guessed it. When they're looking up
that's too much.
The information and help me find where a certain tool is, the person there says, all right, all right, all right.
You're being punked.
Yeah, you're being McConaughey. You're
trying to tell me about Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
But I'm listening. If you got any ideas, please let me know. All right, all right, all right.
You're being McConaughey.
You're being McConaughey. Wow, that's crazy. The curse of McConaughey.
That's really could you funny. Imagine having it happen that many times to you and you being like at a certain point
nuts.
You'd be like yeah
I would end up in a mental institution if
I started screaming
if every place I went someone said to me all right all right all right stop I would be like right. I'd be like I'm in the Truman Show this isn't okay like I need to call a doctor
you'd like grab someone by their collar and be like why are you doing this yeah.
And they're like, who do you work for?
I thought it was funny.
Oh, God. Boy. That's funny.
Okay. Hey, this is from Web Callers, first time, long time. This is Brian from Texas, and I'm calling because I don't know. I'm bored. I'm waiting for my wife to take our dog to the trainer, and I want to surprise her with this, so she shouldn't know we're. I'm calling. I don't want her to know I'm calling until she hears it on the podcast. Anyway, aww. a real small stupid thing that happened to me when I was younger. So when I was in junior high, I grew up in a small town outside of Houston, Texas, and all the kids kind of idolized the kids in the inner city. Like we thought, oh, these kids are so tough and cool and awesome. And someone spread the rumor that like the coolest thing you could do that all the kids in Houston did, like all the time when they were out being badass and doing cool shit like drugs, was eating raw potatoes.
So no, that's dangerous.
Just kids in junior high walking around the school kind of like mean mugging and acting like tough and badass and just eating a ton of potatoes.
No.
My friend got his mom to go out and get him a bag of russet potatoes and it was kind of like smoking cigarettes. yeah, that happened to me. I tried a potato, but I was honestly kind of a nerd and never was that cool, so I skipped that trend. But anyway, probably coming up on the limit, and also I think my wife's coming, and I want, again, her to be surprised by this.
Surprise!
She's
going to
be embarrassed. I will do something that's stupid. Yeah, honk honk or whatever, bye.
Wow.
Didn't we find out that was poisonous or something?
Was it rot? It was this rotten potatoes.
That's meant because Melissa had a drawer of rotten potatoes during the pandemic. She
and
got all those potatoes.
The worst smell. It was worse. I don't know what a dead body smells like, but this was worse. And then I found that article where a family went in their basement and they had like rotten potatoes and they all died from like the fumes.
I'm glad you're alive to tell the tale.
Wow. That's teenagers are stupid.
That's crazy.
Okay, next
one. Hey, this is for the web callers. This is Brian from Texas again. Sorry, I realized my last call, I kind of called on a whim, and it was super incoherent and weird. But the point is, I was sitting in my car waiting for my wife to come out of the house, and I wanted to surprise her, so I didn't want her to overhear me calling or anything. So she's probably listening to this. So, hi, Leah. I'm sorry. This was probably super embarrassing. I love you. I'm also, if you like the potato story, I've got a lot stupider ones than that to share.
Perfect.
So maybe sometime I'll call back and tell you more horrible, stupid things from my hometown, which is kind of a cross between Springfield and Pawnee, if you know that. So, my last sign off was pretty mediocre, so I'll try one again. Honk, honk. There you go. I don't know. Thanks. Honk, honk.
love this guy. Love him.
Wow. What a gift. What a gift to give.
Two voicemails left.
Wow. Yeah, so this is I kind of, these came in later, but I wanted to play these because this is the woman calling in about what our animal choices meant in that psychology test that
right.
we did.
Right.
So here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, this is for the web callers. This is Amber from California. I'm calling with the results
to your animal fun psychology test.
You have 2 months to live.
So I'll tell you what all of the animals meant and why I thought you guys would choose the ones you did. So we'll just start with Allie. Allie, you left the sheep behind first. I thought you would leave a lion behind first, but you left the sheep behind. The sheep represents relationships and or friendship.
I mean, actually, that makes total sense
for me. The reason I like this psychology test is because, you know, whatever, they're all kind of accurate, right? Like a tiny bit. But this one I think is fun because you tend to think of these animals in this way. That's me almost hitting the car in front of me. If you were in that same thing, I didn't. Anyway. So the way that you would think of a sheep is like, well, a sheep doesn't serve any purpose except that it's soft and it's comforting. So it's like, it's not like I could use it. I could eat it, although Maria said you'd eat it. So, hey, you know.
If I needed to. If I needed to.
But, like, yeah, they essentially just serve as comfort animals. So it's like, yeah, like a friend or a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
I am a lone wolf. That makes sense.
So, Allie, very interesting that you left that behind first. Melissa, you left the cow behind first. Maria, that's what I thought you would take in with you. The cow is, like, the most practical person. Maria, I just thought that you were a practical person. And,
yeah, well, you were wrong.
Your basic human needs because it, you know, has milk and it has, you know, a lot of people think of food when they think of a cow. And it at least gives you milk. So it's, like, your basic food shelter needs is kind of represented by a cow.
I don't need it.
Melissa, maybe you should put yourself first a little more.
Yes, Melissa, yes.
And then Maria, you left the lion behind first, and the lion represents pride because there's really no like purpose for a lion other than to scare other people off, and so
wow,
they kind
right.
of say it represents your pride or
you.
Your, you know, like your ego or whatever. So, yeah. Maria, you left that shit at the door.
Good. I want it gone. I want it gone.
Okay, let's see. Which one have I not gone over? Okay, so, yeah, sheep, cow, lion. Allie, you did take the horse in. Maria took the horse in, too. I, when I took the test, took the horse in as well. And the horse represents your passion. So, like,
there's a part two.
Interesting.
This is really interesting.
This is really cool.
So, for the web callers, part two. Okay, so horses represent your passion because it's something that you ride, it's something that elevates you, and it's something that takes you from, like, point A to point B. A lot of people think of that as, like, your passion or your creativity or your career. Yeah, a lot of people tend to take in the horse because that's, you know, a natural part of ourselves that we're like, hell yeah, we want that part to be celebrated. And then the monkey.
Yeah, Melissa took in the monkey.
She thought of the monkey as a fun sidekick, and that's pretty much what it represents because usually when we think of a monkey, when you're picturing this, you're usually carrying the monkey, and so the monkey represents children. And, like, a fun sidekick.
Ooh,
and, yeah,
weird.
Like, if there's any sort of, like, mothering or nurturing or parenting instinct in you,
strange.
You take in the monkey. What's funny is that anybody I give this test to, like, I gave this test to my mom and dad, and they both took the monkey in. Anybody that I give this test to that already has kids always takes the monkey in. And it's very funny to me. So, yeah.
Melissa, that's interesting.
Passion, cows. Oh, and here's the list of the way you guys took them in case you forgot. Allie left the sheep first, then she left the lion, then the cow, then the monkey, and she took in the horse. Melissa left that cow behind first, then the horse, then the sheep, then the lion, and took in the monkey. And Maria, you left the lion first, then left the monkey, then the cow, then the sheep, and then you took in the horse.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope that was fun. If I think of any more good ones, I'll call back. Okay, bye. Oy-oy-oy.
That's fun. Super fun.
How interesting.
Wow. That makes sense to me. That all checks out. I mean, in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
The monkey for me must represent my dogs because I don't want human children. So that must be like my maternal instinct towards my animals.
When did you leave the monkey, Maria?
I left the monkey. What did she say? I left the lion.
Second or third, I think you left the monkey.
Then I left it. The way I was thinking of it was that I was letting go of things that could take care of themselves first, like the lion and then the monkey. And so, like, and then, yeah. But that's so interesting. It's interesting that I kept the sheep for so long.
Well, but I guess friendships matter to you. Friendships and comfort and relationships matter to you.
Yeah.
I got chucked those quick.
I get that now, but I'm just saying, if someone was like, here's a sheep or a monkey, it's like wild that I let go of the monkey before the sheep.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Wow. Well, that was cool. If you have any other personality tests like that, guys, please call in with them. We would love to just take quizzes for you. Anyways, that is our mailbag episode. Melissa, if people want to reach us, where can they do so?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com.
All right. I am Allie. Get rid of all personal and romantic relationships as fast as you can, Siegel.
I'm Melissa. Get rid of your personal needs first, Stetton.
And I'm producer. Get rid of that ego, baby. It's not needed here.
Your ego's not your amigo.
Oh, whoa.
That's right. That's so true. Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.